As the formal impeachment process against President Trump heats up, two members of Arizona's congressional delegation now find themselves in the crosshairs, too, sort of. Long-shot recall efforts have been launched against Democrat Greg Stanton and Republican Debbie Lesko for their support, or lack thereof, for the president. Stanton is being targeted for his support for impeachment, and Lesko has drawn ire for her vote against a rebuke of Trump after he decided to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. But do these challenges really pose a threat?
Meanwhile, here at home, the state medical marijuana program is moving into the digital age with electronic cards, but that left our next guest wondering, what about patients who aren't exactly digitally savvy? Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, always keeping up with the times, joins us now to explain what's going on. Hey, Howie.
Well, nothing like recall and marijuana first thing in the morning.
So these cards will be going high-tech, kind of. I mean, they'll be emailed to folks, maybe at some point texted to folks electronically. Is there a concern that there might be some folks who don't have internet access or don't have access to be able to print them out or to even access them in the first place?
Well, that's part of the question, obviously, that we're all asking. Technically speaking, everyone who has a card at one point had some internet access because the only way the Department of Health Services takes applications for medical marijuana is online. Now, the question is, does that mean somebody went to the library or maybe somebody had their child or grandchild go ahead and put it online for them, to put the application online? Because remember, we've got over 2,000 people who are older than 81 who have medical marijuana cards in the state, and many of them may not be quite so tech savvy. So the Department of Health Services is looking at options there. I think that their desire is to make sure that everyone gets it, but that it makes it simpler to go ahead and say, look, here's my cell phone, here's the card, you can scan the card, you know, much in the same way you can go over to Fry's and scan your shopper's reward card, and they say, you know, it's the next step in the digital age.
From the state's perspective, does this make it more secure? Does it make it less easy to either tamper with the cards or use them in ways that they shouldn't be used?
Oh, I don't know that it necessarily makes it more secure. I mean, the fact is anybody who's got their worth can alter a PDF image. And in fact, that what the health department says is, well, if you don't want to carry it on your phone, you just print it out on your computer. Well, I don't know that a paper card printed on a computer is any more or less secure. But the whole idea behind it is that there is a code within the card that that the dispensary is supposed to scan and figure out exactly whether that person is there. That should be connected directly to the Department of Health Services. And if the codes don't match up with the names, sorry, you don't get your 2.5 ounces of marijuana.
Howie, since you're a child of the 60s, I hesitate to move away from that topic, but let's go back to our discussion earlier about the recall efforts against Congresspeople Stanton and Lesko. These are huge long shots, obviously, but tell us about the process. What has brought these about, and who are the people behind them?
Well, the people are relative unknowns. You've got a guy named Peter McMillan who recently moved into Arizona, who's decided that Greg Stanton's support for the impeachment merits a recall against him. He said that the process isn't fair, we're creating a constitutional crisis, and that there should be a recall. The other is a guy named Leonard Clark, who's known to folks down at the Capitol. He testifies in a lot of bills. He's decided that Debbie Lesko's opposition to the impeachment, and particularly that little charade, if you will, that several of them pulled about crashing a hearing in the basement of the Capitol where there were bipartisan hearings, makes her unfit to be in office. Look, the fact is these are very nice and they're interesting expressions of public support, but you've got a couple of hurdles to overcome. First of all, you need the signatures of 25% of the people who voted in the last general election in that district to go ahead and even get you that far. They have no money. And more of the point, since there's no provision in federal law for recall, there's no requirement on members of Congress to submit to a recall election and to resign if, in fact, they're recalled, unless they, of course, sign a statement saying, I'll submit to a recall. Well, neither of them did. In fact, none of the members of Arizona's congressional delegation have agreed to submit to a recall. So, as I say, it's an interesting little footnote on Arizona's side in terms of the impeachment. But in terms of actually getting rid of somebody, I'm not holding my breath.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, we'll let you take that other call now. Thanks.
I thought those bells were just in my head.